got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And Jess, we've you know exactly what's going on before we've even got to the point today.
My favourite man in all of Geelong in the Surf Coast has just walked into the studio. I'm very, very excited.
We had a conversation yesterday over the phone, but he joins us in the studio now. And you know what we're about to get into because Sam from Routley's.
I can't believe you pulled this off, Tim.
He wouldn't be in here for any other reason. Sam, jump on the mic. Thank you very much for coming into the studio this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, yesterday we had a phone call about some work you've been doing behind the scenes for myself, Sarah, the team here at K-Rock.
Mm-hmm. And you've been busy.
You've been a busy boy.
I've been very busy.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, Jess, what did we speak about that we saw in New Zealand and that we thought would be a great idea down under?
We love stealing ideas from New Zealand, Tim.
Russell Crowe.
Yes, the Pavlova.
The Pavlova, you know, rugby union. We're taking it all.
And we saw that there was a server station in New Zealand that were selling a spag bol pie.
Yep. And a lot of people were saying, hey, we really like this. A lot of people.
What a great idea.
That didn't want to try it because they just thought it didn't go together. They go, why would you eat that? Well, we didn't want to have all those unanswered questions. So I've been in touch with Sam and the team at Routley's.
There's no one I trust more when it comes to a pie, Tim.
Sam, what have you been doing over the last like 4 or 5 days?
Well, we've been crafting a new recipe and we've got the spag bol pie ready to go.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So yesterday, Jess, you took the day off to eat food. You've come back to work to eat food. now, the spaghetti bolognese pie, you have made some for us to taste right
now. Talk us through what's in, what went into this pie.
Well, I've got a few here hot, ready to go.
Oh, my God.
So I've got your traditional spag bol that you just make at home for a Monday to Friday meal. it was mixed through some spaghetti, placed in puff pastry, a little bit more bol on top of the spag.
Nice.
And then a topping of cheese.
Oh, topping yes. Cheese. I was so hoping you'd put cheese in the pie. Now, oh, my God.
You said you've tasted, because obviously as the creator of the pie, you have to
quality control.
Before you bring it in.
Yeah, I had one straight out of the oven, soon it was cool enough.
What are your thoughts before we get into it right now?
Oh, look, my thoughts were it was pretty heavy.
Yep. Yeah, look, it's not a pie if you're on a diet.
No, it's not for the faint-hearted.
We discussed yesterday that it was a worker's pie, someone that's outside moving around, or maybe not someone like you and I, Jess.
Well, you know, I'm at the gym
once
twice
a
week.
You know?
and it took me to dinner time.
Okay. So it's a dinner pie.
Well, I'm a sort of spag bol eater at dinner time.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, Sam, we're just going to get straight into this. Can you?
I love there's staff just piling up outside
of the
studio.
Spaghetti bowl.
Everyone wants a taste.
They know there's more than just for us. That looks stunning. It looks beautiful.
Oh, my God. Okay. What have we gone with the design on top? Because I know that your little design on top always tells you which is a pie.
That was just something we hadn't used yet.
Straight line by the sound of it. So, Jess, what I'm going to get you to do is, you can jump off the microphone.
Yep, okay.
Can you go over there and get yourself,
maybe
cut one in half
and
then you bring one
to me. We have got the knife here.
This is a great day.
Oh, my God.
Just cutting the pie. All right.
Let's get a little cross-section. It looks like a lasagna almost.
This is great.
That's delicious.
Okay. All right, Jess, we're going to have to start eating this.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Plate for me. I'll bring you one, Tim. Okay. Oh, yeah. Plate for me. Plate for you. Loaded pie.
All right. I'm gonna eat mine first, Jess, and then you can eat it after.
Amazing.
Actually, no. I feel like you deserve to eat this first.
Cheers, Timmy.
Cheers, my guy.
Oh my God.
Get into that,
Sam. You've outdone yourself, mate.
She's taking a bite.
Oh my God, that's good.
It is. Is it carby?
It is very carby.
Thank you very much. Sammy's giving us some paper.
It's essentially like having a spaghetti bolognese, but you can have it handheld.
Now, if that's not a selling point, I'm gonna go into this. All right.
So it's really good. You've got a good spag bol recipe, Sam.
I'll kiss you, Sam, if I could.
Oh, and the cheese just adds that extra like little melty goodness.
Sam. Yeah, it's not like
it's
not the Pepsi Max version of a pie, I'll tell you now. But that is really good. The bolognese sauce is quite flavoursome as well.
I think this should become like a regular menu item.
So you're a yes voter.
Big, huge yes. Mm-hmm. Huge yes voter. Okay.
Oh my
I'm gonna finish that, Jess. I know that it's all really exciting, but we do need words. You keep eating the pie.
Sorry, yes. Yeah. It is stunning.
Okay.
Wow.
Jess, guess what?
What?
That was only part A of the conversation of why Sam's coming in.
Oh, my God, I should
today.
Go away more often.
Mate, you're telling us. Sam, we were discussing yesterday, we have a secondary surprise that we're about to get into after this song. And I know you're more excited about this than probably I am, because this is we're testing new waters here. So
this is your boat.
Okay. Well, we're sailing in here the right direction.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Sam from Routley's, the main man at Routley's, still joins us in the studio. Thanks for sticking around, Sam.
No worries.
You've made us...
I think we should call him...
Pie God.
The Pie God.
The Pie God,
because,
Sam.
Oh my God.
Sam, you made us, after we saw something in New Zealand, we were just mentioning it, that they were offering this at like a general store, spaghetti bolognese pies. So essentially, everything you would expect in spaghetti bolognese, just in puff pastry.
Correct.
It's delicious. We've just... Jess,
it's as good as you think. Like, think about it, how delicious that pie sounds.
Yeah.
It's better.
We just tasted it just before that song there, Jess, and I think you said it best. What is it like?
It's essentially a handheld lasagna.
It's like a little pocket lasagna in pastry. It's delicious. Again, like cheese on top, mm-hmm. standard bolognese stuff. It's delicious.
It's a really good mix. Like, it's not like... The bolognese has been mixed in very well with the spaghetti, which was a concern for me.
Has anyone from, like, I know you said you tasted it when they first came out of the oven, hot, Sam. Did anyone else in your team at Routley's get to have a go at this to see what they thought?
Yeah, there was another four of us from the office. That,
it's good. You need to get a big sample. Big sample. And the general consensus was that
they all enjoyed them, but, mm-hmm. you know, what. Well, they're office workers, so they're not really hitting the target market.
How often do you guys add a new pie to the Routley's menu?
Oh, there's not a specific time. Or
okay.
Just when they come across our desk.
Yeah.
In situations like this.
Okay. I mean, because the menu's pretty good already. Yep.
Yeah, so we've got like 30 options. Yeah. We're not looking to expand.
Sam and I have been chatting over the last couple of days because Sam's been hard at work for just over a week now getting these pies ready for us, trying to plan it, like build the recipe, then actually make it and bring it here. We've just had half of one pie. There's four more. And there's about 17 people outside the studio door. Sam's just shut the cardboard box that are in like a briefcase from a bank because we're worried he's not going to be able to get out of here clean. But people don't have to worry. If you're listening right now, you think, oh man, that does sound like it's fun, but Tim and Jess sound like they're getting to eat it all, they're having all the fun. That's not the case, Jess.
Oh my God.
So Sam, I think you've got the specifics.
Yes.
We have a few pies at one of your stores that people can get.
North Geelong store, 322 Melbourne Road on the highway.
The OG Routley.
It's my local one.
The main one.
Yeah.
We've got just over 100 pies we made in the batch, and we're going to give them away tomorrow.
For free.
For free. All you have to do is, once you've eaten it, log on to the K-Rock
Facebook page. Yep. So we're going to have a photo up there of the pie and of us eating it.
And give us a vote whether we should make more.
Oh, my God.
So we're giving away
Tim and Jess bolognese pie.
I've always wanted to have my name to something so delicious.
Yeah. It's the spaghetti bolognese pie was finally, it's come into your orbit. So, so North Geelong store starting tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow, probably from 8 a.m.
Okay, 8 a.m. So,
okay.
Until they're gone.
Until they're gone. The spaghetti bolognese pies, thanks to Tim and Jess, featuring Routley's, is what we've done. And you'll just have them until you don't.
Yep. There's no signage. There won't be any signage up. I might make something.
Oh, this is
tonight.
So like secret.
You've just got to come in and go, can I grab the spaghetti bolognese pie? And then there'll
Tim
be no
Jess
charge.
Tim and Jess have sent me to get my free pie.
Yeah. Well, whatever. If you get the spaghetti bolognese over the line, there's just no charge to it.
This is
other than having to post.
You've got to write a comment and leave a review. So this is like a secret menu almost at Routley.
I like it.
Finally. All right. So starting tomorrow, about 8 o'clock in the morning, if you're listening and you thought it's worth a try, the spaghetti bolognese meat pie,
trust
at Routley's tomorrow.
It's worth being late to work to grab one on the way.
Wait, even if you lock off for lunch, if you're out on site, because again, it's definitely an outdoors person.
Well, but it's a limited time only thing, Tim. So
or a sports person.
Okay.
You just never know how fast they're going to go.
If the Geelong Cats footy players are listening, this is what you can do in between training sessions. Sam from Routley's, thank you so much for making this pie. We're so excited, and hopefully some people get out there and get a free pie tomorrow. Whistling the way home,
listening to sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
This morning, caught up with a mate, went for a bit of a fish at the river mouth at the Barwon River, just the Barwon Heads there, just like next to the head Head's Restaurant. Lovely. Or
whatever. Yeah, I've seen lots of people fishing along there.
I went with a mate. We were there for a couple of hours. Like, he caught three fish. I got a couple of bites. Didn't catch anything. And, you know, we caught up. We haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, and it's good. That's why I like fishing. Like, I did a lot of fishing growing up with Dad and, like, some family friends, and then we would go out and I used to love, like, catching a fish on the boat, bring it in, cooking it on the boat. Like,
do you know what's so funny? It's like, I feel like girls, women, we can get together and we don't have to do anything. We can just sit down, have a cup of coffee, catch up. I feel like boys have to have something to do. We've got to go fishing.
We've got to
play golf. We've got to do something. You have to have an activity, or otherwise, well, what are we going to talk about?
Nah, because like, I'll sit on the floor. I don't really care. It's just, I'm sorry, I like fishing, yeah. And so does my friend. And so we were out this morning and came home empty-handed. The three he caught were super undersized, got like a flat head, and I was like, "Oh,
what a loser!"
Yeah, I was like, "What a child would draw if they thought a flat head would look like on a tiny A1 piece of paper or whatever it is."
Yeah,
like, that's minuscule. So we throw it back, whatever. I get home and my wife's like, "How'd you go?" I was like, "Oh yeah, like it was great. Good to see him. You know, talked about this. They've just got married. They're going on the honeymoon. Blah blah blah." And she was like, "Where's? Do you have any bags of the fish?" I was like, "Oh, we need
bags."
Yeah, like.
Bags.
I took a couple of plastic bags because I've never fished at the Rivermouth. So I was like, I don't know what I'm walking into.
Mm-hmm.
And came home. I'm fine. Like growing up fishing, fishing for me was never about.
You win some, you lose some.
It was never about, like, if I didn't get a bite, yeah, it's nice to get a fish and the thrill of when they're on and you hammer down. That's great fun. But catching fish was never part of fishing for me growing up. My wife was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, no, I had a good time. She's like, yeah, but what's the point? You didn't come back with any fish. And the more I was talking to people at work today, the more people are saying, well, it's not fishing if you're not catching fish.
Really?
I was like, no fish, no
Maybe
problem.
It's just because I've never, like, I don't really catch a lot of fish. Like, the few times that I've gone fishing.
Can I just say, we know. We know you don't go fishing.
Careful.
I was like, Jess, what snapper did you bring in this morning?
I used to go fishing with my dad.
Yeah.
My dad would, when he'd have us in the afternoons, if my mum was working, he would take us out to the river and he would fish with me and my brother, and he would prop my sister up in her car seat against a tree.
I don't know if you should say that out loud, let alone on a radio station.
She's fine. She's 26 Yeah, that's 26 what
they always say that at the end of that. I mean, like 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 if you want to get in on it. Like, you don't need to catch fish to go fishing.
I don't think so.
Thank you. As a fellow fisherman, you understand
it, Jess. Of
course. I just heard that story about how you went fishing. So you and I.
When I was four.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm 31. So, you know, similar age. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't fish as much as I used to, but it's still, for me, it's not about retrieving the fish. So if you're listening and like maybe you go home after a day out, like you might be out all day and not catch a fish, and your partner's out, you're going, well, you didn't catch anything. Why are you going out there? It's not about the fishing. It's about gossiping and telling people, like, you know, how much you hate them.
We're going to our mate's place for dinner tonight. What do you think we're going
to
have?
Well, yeah, we were meant to catch fish for the dinner tonight, so I understand that is. But I saw him head off to the. We were heading past the Torquay Airport, and there's a seafood place that I saw him whip in. I was like, yeah, we'll just say we caught that. So, we've had Dylan from Newcombe give us a call. Dylan, do you think you need to catch fish to go fishing?
Absolutely not, guys. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Sounds like another fellow fisherman that doesn't catch fish, Dylan.
Are we talking about fly? Are we talking about, what are we talking about, surf fishing here, Dylan?
Well, I go down to the pier here and there and I absolutely catch nothing. The only thing I catch is seaweed.
You know what you're catching? Memories.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right.
You bring home a bucket full of memories, Dylan, so thank you very, very much.
Num, num, num.
Yep.
Love those memories.
They don't, it's not very filling, but... Again, that's why I don't go to golf to be good either. Like it's
fair
it's
enough.
Not a, maybe I'm not good at things, but that's okay.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Yesterday, I took the day off to go and do a tasting for my wedding.
We spoke about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's the best reason to take a day off work.
It was very hard to go into our boss Tom's office and be like, hey, I need to go and eat, so I'm going to need the day off.
Yeah,
because
we all wish that. Like, we all wish we could stay home or go out to a restaurant and eat and get paid for it. But you're out there living the dream, Jess. As we said, when in doubt, everything's coming up, Jess. So happy for you, mate.
And so with my day off, you know, obviously the tasting wasn't until the evening, so...
Oh, so you could have done the show. Interesting.
No. I definitely couldn't have done the show. But...
Because I was so parched and hungry and famished.
It meant that, like, you know, it got to about, like, 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and there was not much to do. I was just kind of waiting around until we got to go and eat. So...
Great.
My fiance Akshay was like, "Oh, why don't we watch a movie? Like, let's just chuck something on. It's just something, you know, dumb and simple in the background." And he put on Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Oh my God. No.
Okay. So is this why you were messaging me very specific questions?
Yes.
About Fast and the Furious movies?
Because I remember watching a Fast and the Furious movie with you. I've never seen the series.
Okay.
I have seen one movie specifically because I watched it at your house one day.
Well, we just moved house and like...
And you picked one up from a vending machine?
Yeah, it was a vending machine. It was like the physical Netflix box, and you and I, like my wife hadn't moved in yet. And I were just like in Queensland by ourselves. I was like, hey, I've hired one of the Fast and the Furious
Come
movies.
Over for dinner.
I think we figured out it was Fast and Furious 7. Called The Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious,
that's the one that we watched.
And my fiancé actually said, that's the worst one.
Oh, yeah, it's real bad. It's really bad. They're driving to a mountain.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll, why not? I'll watch the Tokyo Drift movie.
Commonly referred to as the worst Fast and Furious movie. Like, by far.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift,
really?
By far, yeah.
Because I quite liked it, Tim.
Of course you did.
I got really into the start of the movie is what hooked me in.
Okay.
Because... there's one moment, and again, forgive me, I've only watched it once, so I don't know all the characters' names.
Right.
But there's the, you know, the brooding guy that goes to Tokyo.
And he's like, I just want race cars. Yeah, my daddy sent me to Japan.
I'm going to drive real fast.
Yeah.
And so he gets into a fight with some like jock at school because his car is terrible.
Yeah.
And
he's used to like American-style racing where it's just like you're fast in a straight line. And in Tokyo, they're like, no, we drift cars here, baby.
Well, we hadn't even gotten to Tokyo yet because I said to my fiancé, well, I thought this movie was about Japan. And he was like, just relax.
They're getting there.
Just let the movie happen. And then this moment happens where they, you know, he wants to race this guy. Because
the jock
he's
high school.
He's being a bit of a D-bag. And this girl, who's the D-bag's girlfriend, has the most amount of confidence I've ever seen a woman have.
Okay.
Have a listen.
I only race with pink slips.
This car goes for 80 grand. What would I do with a broken ass piece of shit like that?
Oh. How about me?
Yeah.
Winner gets me.
Right.
I've never known anyone to have that amount of confidence before. Where it's like, okay, you don't want to race for that $80,000 car? How about me? I'm worth more than that $80,000 car. Forget my boyfriend, who I've probably been dating for many years now. I'll date you if you win the race.
If my wife offered herself up for a prize for me and my mate's silly contest, I'd probably be like, oh, babe, what? Hang on a second. Race is off.
Halfway through the race
is off.
He's losing.
Yeah.
And she turns to him and said, I thought you loved me.
Oh, she's in the car. That's
right. She's in the car. And it just gets better from there. Honestly, 10 out of 10. We're going back. We're going to watch all of the Fast and the Furious movies from the start now.
Hey, if you want to, like, literally there's so many other ways you could spend your time. But
I need to be ready for Fast X.
It's already come out, so you've already missed it.
Damn it.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, Valentine's Day just around the corner. You often see a lot of stories about, a lot of people in love, a lot of people not so in love.
Valentine's Day just doesn't seem to be like one of the big days anymore.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It's not one of the big days that you, like, I feel like it used to be like outside of Christmas and Easter and all the other ones. I feel like because there's so many other days now, Valentine's Day is like, it's so 2009.
I feel like there are more people talking about breaking up or their exes around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, fair
enough. You've seen that there's a zoo over in the US that you can name your name a cockroach after your ex.
And like, then like a monkey will eat it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I think they feed it to a snake and you can watch on the live stream. It's great. In the similar kind of vein, Pizza Hut in the US have jumped on this trend this year. And they're calling the Tuesday before Valentine's Day Red Day, which essentially is a day where a lot of people will break up with their significant other so they don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day with them.
Oh, the date, like a day before.
The day before, yes. And so Pizza Hut have decided they want to help out with this breakup process. And you can send a goodbye pie to your significant other. And essentially it's...
Oh, because in America they call pizza...
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie, yeah.
They will help you break up with your romantic partner. You can put in an order for a hot honey pie, which is essentially just like a pepperoni pizza with like hot, spicy honey on top.
And like in pepperoni to say like, you're dumped.
On the top of the box, it says goodbye and a broken heart. And you can tell the Pizza Hut people the name of the person you want to break up with, and they'll write it on the box for you.
Goodbye, Jess.
Yeah. Yep.
What sick, cruel individual would use this service? I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, that Pizza Hut, they if any pizza with a burnt crust, you can buy a piece of burnt crust and then someone will eat it, and then that can be your ex.
Their slogan is spicy news delivered sweetly.
I disagree on that second bit. It sounds like a spicy delivery to me. You would never... I know, Jess, you do. You like... There's a bit of a petty side of you that we don't see too often.
I do love to be a bit petty.
But I feel like you're not... No one...
I've been broken up with in many ways, Tim. Right. Never with a pizza. I would have probably appreciated a pizza.
Actually, yeah, if you are going to...
If you're going to say goodbye and break someone's heart, at least give them some carbs.
Yeah, if anything, the worst... Like, make it a margarita. Give it a meat lover. Like, yeah. What are we talking here? Why does it have to be spicy? Because I guess I understand it's like a stuff you situation, yeah. But like, is it garlic bread? Like, what? I want to know.
I'm sure you could throw one in.
I would. I'd be like, yeah. Hey, it's not working. Look, here's some garlic
bread. I know this is only happening in the US, but maybe we should see if Pizza Hut would be...
No, we won't.
No?
It's terribly awful and sad and mean.
Fair enough.
So, don't. krock.com.au. If you want to see that story and everything else that's trending.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye! Goodbye!
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's KROQ 955's Tim and Jess.